Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today in Creighton with Shin Daddy, Bill?
I think this will be something. This won't hit with you, Jake, because it's
better times.
He's going back in time. He's going back to better times. Steve had a semi show up yesterday from Nashville, and that's where they got everything from Nashville. He's got 1,800 of these. So what he's done is he's relived the record store magic. He has turned the lobby into a giant record store where we have albums are set up. And so it looks like what we used to walk into, Steve.
Remember, like dirt cheap.
Yeah, exactly. You walk in there, and Jake, it's all alphabet, all by the alphabet, and you just... Remember you thumb through them? Boom, boom, boom. And you'd pull it out, and it would be incredible art, pictures, if it was a live
Karen
album.
Carpenter.
Oh, it was better times. So Steve has set up the lobby as if it's an old school record shop.
That took a lot of doing.
He did. 1,800 albums he brought in. 1,800 albums, and they're all for sale, but they're for sale at a price from when they came out.
Did he bring in dude that has kind of long hair, Birkenstocks and jeans on, and then, sort of surly?
Remember the vest? It was kind of fringed. Yeah. He had a vest on,
Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks. Like that, just kind of helping like that. Oh God, that was the best.
So this is elaborate.
This is elaborate. It's pretty elaborate. So you can come in anytime. You can buy old time vinyl right now. Old time records that are still.
Does he have posters on the wall?
Posters on the wall. Yes, absolutely. God, it was just better times going through. I mean, you went to those.
He used to do a lot of work.
Remember, and then you'd find some obscure albums. You'd find some things. You go, what in the world is this? Mm-hmm. And the artwork was incredible. It was just incredible to open up and see the pictures and different things. God,
yeah. This is interesting. So you'll be going into a bank and feel like you're going into a record store.
Yeah, it's like 1969.
Remember they had recycled sounds, Jake, right over here?
Yes.
Right over here.
That was not that far away.
Yeah,
yes.
Right away.
Yes.
That closed down, but it was like that.
We'll get a Boston album if you want it. Yeah.
You could go in there it's like you're stepping back into better times. Nice.
So that's what Steve's doing today.
Well, that sounds like a delightful time in Creighton. Yeah, delightful. I said that.
Delightful. Jake didn't sound very enthused. Of course, he doesn't know it, though. He doesn't understand what he's missing.
I'm trying to envision it. It sounds awesome.
If you didn't know what that was like to go into a record store... And then a lot of times you'd ask them, and they go, well, I'll see if I can find it for you. And it was incredible.
You can't explain this type of thing to a younger person.
No. Right now there's people that they'll be pushing back. There's probably some in the text line that's pushing with us.
What are you guys talking about?
Talking about
a record store.
Different. You just download it now. Yeah. What's the excitement of that? Yeah. Oh, and when you left with the album, God, it was couldn't wait to get home to rip it open.
The magic words. Bill just said the magic words. You just download it now.
Yeah. Not the
There's
same.
Nothing.
I'm not going to
say I remember Better Times 20 years now. Remember what it was like going through iTunes? Oh, that's incredible. No. Said no one.
Nobody.
Said no one ever.
But going to a record store, it will change your life.
Get an album. I mean, Brian Redrow listens to my, he's my friend Red. And I was thinking during your Cars presentation, or after you played the Cars, I can remember the moment, and Red will be maybe embarrassed by me saying this, I can remember the moment he bought that album and had it at his house and we listened to it. It was amazing.
Over and over again.
Yeah, it was amazing. Red may or may not remember that. I remember it vividly. He had that new Cars album. And I was like, whoa.
Better times.
Thank you to Shindaddy.
Can you just download it?
Yeah, just download it now. You want to listen to it? Yeah, I can get it in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, just download.
Yeah. Or before let's drive down to the record store.
I got it on my earbuds. You can't hear it.
You can't hear it.
You can't hear anything.
For me and me only.
I tried to talk to somebody at Planet Fitness yesterday. You can't do that. I was going to compliment him. No.
About his shoes?
No, he did an there is a dude there, by the way. I don't mind saying this. It's interesting. He's bigger than Tonio Fanoti. He's a Polynesian guy. He's bigger than Fanoti. He is a monster. And he was doing incline bench. You guys understand this. Bill, you were around weight rooms your whole life. He had four plates on each side. And he was four plates on each side.
Incline?
Incline bench, four plates on each side. And he's going like this.
What?
Yeah, the guy is incredible.
That's not right.
No, it's unremarkable. He's a remarkable human being. I mean, and he's a big, happy guy. Put four on there. It's incredible. Whoa. Oh, yeah, I looked on in wonder. Yeah. He's bigger than Tonio Fanoti. He looks like Tonio Fanoti, just bigger.
Well,
think about bigger than Tonio Fanoti.
I'd like to meet this guy. I really do.
Super nice, too. Yeah. Always smiling. Yeah. Always smiling.
Got to meet this fella.
Yeah.
Thanks to Shindaddy Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. Dylan, Matt Rhule.
Oh, yeah, this is big.
Spoke yesterday at the press conference about a lot of things, including Dylan Raiola, as you might expect.
Yeah.
Is he going to ease Raiola in? Here's Matt Rhule himself.
Yeah, this is good.
No, we're not thinking that way at all. No. I'd rather lose the first game than the last game. So we're not going to ease into it. We're going to play.
No easing in for Dylan Raiola.
It's interesting. Rhule has this big picture discussion in his mind, you know, and it's interesting when he says stuff like that. Say it again. Play that again.
No, we're not thinking that way at all. No. I'd rather lose the first game than the last game. So we're not going to ease into it. We're going to play.
I'd rather lose the first game than the last game. Okay, that makes sense. I never think of it that way. That's, you coaches think differently in a good way. He's not easing. God dang, I pulled up the wrong story. Hold on a second. Yeah, they're throwing him into it. Dylan. They're not, I don't know what you could do. There's different things you can do with a younger quarterback to ease into it. And I think they just feel like they don't have to do that with Dylan. And he couldn't really explain it. He said, this is just where I'm at right now. It's just where I'm at. I don't know if I'd be like this with anyone else. I don't know. It's just where I'm at. And I think that's just, Dylan is different. He's smarter than most young quarterbacks. And I say that very confidently. He is. He's smarter. He reads well. He happens to have a really strong arm. But I don't think his strength is his physical attributes. I think his strength is his brain. He's super intelligent and likes that part of football. Bill would attest to this. Not all guys do. Not all guys study it. Not all guys understand it at a high level. Some do. Dylan does. And he likes that part. So I think that's one reason you can just say, yeah, he's got physical attributes, but he's smart. He'll know what he's doing out there. So that's why you can do it. It's going to be really interesting on Saturday to watch Dylan.
Like when he talks about not easing him into it, you're not going to have like 45 rushes in a couple passes. He wants to actually let him unleash him a little bit. Hey, show us you're a quarterback. You can lead us somewhere this year.
Let's be a normal offense.
Yeah.
His first two or three passes could be several. It could be who knows how many in a row, but they'll be completions. This first pass won't be some sort of crazy, difficult throw. It's going to be he's going to start off well. Don't be shocked if all of a sudden he's 6 for 6 to start it off, and with passes that are, and then things will go from there. But you always want to get your quarterback started, especially young, first start, get a couple completions. Whether it's a bubble, whether it's a simple throw, just to kind of get a couple things kind of going a little bit.
The old tunnel screen.
But anyway, something of that nature.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Get him going. I will just see how he is. I think he'll settle in okay. You got to watch zero for UTEP. You do got to watch that
Westmoreland.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not joking. You got to watch that. If he's coming off the edge and bothering Dylan, that's a problem. Because it's a problem, because then you wonder, is it going to be a problem all season? Now, Dylan, I don't think Dylan will scramble out of there as much as some quarterbacks we've seen at Nebraska. I think he'll do more. I don't know, Bill, what do you think? I think he'll step up in the pocket more. He's not going to be a guy who takes off.
I mean, I haven't watched enough of him to be able to see, but most likely he'll have a lot of movement to just keep to extend plays, but still have eyes down the field. Some people are almost instant to tuck it and to run because they have a skill set to be able to do that. And that's also a scary skill set also.
Oh, it is.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
And Dylan, I don't want to portray him as just being immobile. He's not immobile. He's athletic. He's just not super fast. But I'll tell you what, when he gets rolling down the field, it looks pretty good because he's a big dude. I mean, and he is athletic. He just doesn't want to be a running quarterback. So yeah, he'll keep his eyes down the field. He'll probably throw a lot of balls right at the line of scrimmage.
They'll set some easy completion. There'll be some play action shots for him to take. They'll be very well. Now when things change is down in distance. When all of a sudden you don't know what you're. Script is where all of a sudden it's the first series and you have a 3rd and 12 for whatever reason I got to throw a ball to be able to do that, but he can do all that. I'm just saying in general it's like, let's get the quarterback kind of started a little bit, let's get a couple completions here going for him, because no matter what, it helps
for sure. You know what's interesting that we don't really give voice to that often, because we haven't seen any games, and I guess I could be wrong. I just think the thing I'm interested in, I think the talent is so, it's tilted toward the receiver room. They're better at receiver than anywhere on offense. I mean, and I lump the tight ends of that conversation. Your best players on offense are, you know, Nayor Banks, Fidoni, Ja'Cory Barney, you know, those, Jalen Lloyd. Those are your best guys. So how is it going to work? I mean, how much are you going to run when your best guys are those guys? In running back, it's just, they're not nearly as good at running back as they are at receiver. They're not. So how's that going to look? I don't know. I'm really interested in what Satterfield does. Rule says it's everybody's offensive philosophies. Get the ball into the hands of your best players. Well, your best players are at those positions. So I want to see how I guess what I'm talking about is run-pass ratio. What's it going to look like? I don't know.
At one point yesterday, Rule mentioned he wanted Rayola to be aggressive on offense. You know, this is a team that had significant turnover problems last year. How do you be aggressive and still be wary of turnover issues? How do you attack that?
You're a quarterback.
How do you balance that?
Bill, you're a quarterback. Well,
let's talk about it. Playing Scribner. Some thoughts going through my head. My dad told me to be aggressive.
Ron was a coach and you were the quarterback. Yes. You should be able to answer quarterback questions. We'd lean on you for quarterback questions.
They'll just call their offense. And like I said, they'll have an aggressive part of it. And you just trust your read. That's all you're doing. That's it. There's not a lot of, I don't know about that. That's pretty dangerous. That's dangerous. They don't have a lot of, I mean, dangerous plays are double reverse passes where a lot of things can go wrong, things like that.
God,
they don't have that. I mean, so they're just going to call their normal offense. And if they have this, you take this. If you don't, you take the check down. That's what you're looking for. Is great progression of like, boom, we have this. I did the right thing.
Yeah.
Everything. That's what you're looking for. Hey. And then just making smart decisions. And it's also, there's a couple things. It's okay to throw it away. And it's also okay to punt. Like it can happen sometimes. Yeah, we had to punt. Okay, we punted. That's fine. Play again. Instead of the turnover. So something, trying to extend, doing something where it's like, I know. Now we have a bad turnover. So those are things. But there's not a lot of like, right away there, all of a sudden Satterfield's calling the play. And right away like that, that's an aggressive play. Watch the turnover. You know, that's not what they're saying.
Can't do that.
You know, just let them play.
Do that. I mean, I think one way you can look at that, Jake, is to say, we're just going to be aggressive. And being aggressive and cutting loose can help minimize turnovers in kind of its own way. I think being cautious often leads to turnovers is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If you're always being cautious with the ball, I think that can be a problem. And you have a quarterback who's got a gun. I don't want to stifle him too much, you know.
And you'll see the shots. This is everyone. This isn't Nebraska, but this is as you're watching football across the board. When you see potential for big plays, that's going to be on P&10, possession and 10, first and 10, second and 1s. Those situations are going to be play action shots.
P&10.
They're going to try to get deep over routes and some different pass concepts. They're going to get some shots. They know they're probably going to get a one high look, and they're going to say we can have a chance at this one. They threw the ball on the field 50 yards. It'll be on a first and 10, a P&10. That's when it's going to be play action in that situation.
See, think about it. Think about it. What we're saying, what I got to keep saying is the receiver core is the strength. Think about the deep options you have now. You have Lloyd, Barney, and Nayor.
Speed.
Yeah, those are three serious speed guys. Yeah. You have three of them. That's good.
Yeah.
You're in good shape.
We have a question from the text line. Joe in Boulder.
Joe.
Bill, you had mentioned the plan for Raiola to get him confident off the bat, some short, easy passes. He says, as a defensive coordinator, if you knew the opponent was going to try simple passes to get their new quarterback in rhythm, how would you defend that to shake him up?
I'd probably say, hey, run the simple defense. Probably the simple stop defense.
Defense where you get a stop.
Yeah, there's not a lot you're going to do to say. You just have awareness of quick game, three-step drop, different things that can happen. There's not a lot of things that you do differently for that to happen because that's everywhere. So when you played Mike Leach, he would throw the ball sideways to start off. He'd get the whole defense running in one direction, then get them all running back the other direction, like two plays. So we get easy touches, sideways flare to the running back, some type of screen game, something going just to get him going. That was very common when you played against him as a philosophy that he had. So you had to be ready to go with that. So you don't have a lot of different things where you just kind of say this. Just say, hey, this, you know, you talk through it as what we expect early. You know, you're not going to usually get on the first play of the game a double move. Slant and go. That's just not, that's not going to be the part that's going to come, but something's going to come off of that because play callers always set up plays. So you always want to talk through. Anytime something happens right away in the silence, the first thing you're saying to them is like, hey, what's coming next? What's coming next?
Interesting.
So there's not a lot of things you would do differently defensive-wise to be able to do that. And the other part, too, like on the shots down the field on that P, that's just everyday football. That's not something like, well, that would be very something different that Nebraska's doing. That's just everyone who does it. When the shots go down the field, it's on those type of situations.
Interesting. Interesting. I mean, we don't know what exactly it's going to look like. That's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, they're just going to – if you said one thing, you'd have to just take a pretty good hypothesis on. They're just going to run their offense.
That's exactly what Rule said.
Yes, we're just going to run.
We're going to run our offense.
Yeah, just there's no – we're not going to – well, let's try to you know, dumb it down, or let's try to be the – just run our offense. That's call the game as if you're playing Iowa.
It's almost exactly what he said. He said, we're not trying to trick anybody. I mean, we're just going to do what we do. And Dylan's going to take his drops and read his progressions and be a quarterback. That's what you do. They got a good one. Jake hasn't done this. I'm surprised because I used to say this stuff about Sims and I get reminded of it. They got a quarterback. I said it last year. Dead wrong. I hope I'm not wrong this time. I'm usually
that'd
not
be devastating
wrong.
For this fan base. It was like last year.
He has one touchdown pass and six picks.
Yeah, and some fumbles and top.
Drop
snaps too.
The thing that'll stand out the most in the game is when it's over, there's gonna be two things that are gonna stand out for the big picture. It's gonna be just how'd it look? You're gonna say, it looked pretty good. Or it didn't look as good as I was hoping. You're just gonna say it looked pretty well. What about this? What about the pass? No. How'd it look? Look pretty good. And the second thing is going to be, when the game's over, is going to be, how do we do injury-wise?
Yep.
That's the thing you're going to be talking about, because that's where where seasons can change. With all of a sudden, it's like, okay, yeah, we played really well. We won 42-9, but there's a but at the end, because the buts hurt you as you get into the Big Ten and down the road.
You're so right. And you know what, to the first part, you know what good football looks
like. Yeah, just look at it. Just go, man. You know. Is there any part about what would you say the most about Georgia Tech? That looked good.
It did look good.
That looked really good. The quarterback made plays, ran the ball, threw it efficiently. No turnovers. They ran the football with their running back also.
And the forgotten part of that game is they flew around on defense.
Yeah, they did.
They looked good on defense.
You said how they looked. That's what you want at the end of the game. It's like, what'd you guys think of the game? I thought they looked good.
Georgia Tech is no fluke. I mean, they looked all right. I'm not.
And you knew it right away. You said you watched Nevada. What'd you say?
Pretty good.
Right. Pretty good. Yeah. SMU didn't look as good.
No.
There's not one. Even their head coach came out afterwards and just said, "Wow, my job to have them ready to play." Didn't have them ready to play.
Jake, they weren't ready.
And then he also said, "Give Nevada a lot of credit for us not playing well, but we weren't ready to play."
Nevada took the fight to them.
Yeah,
they did. If I was Rhett Lashley, I'd be pissed.
Yeah,
well, that's a wake up call.
You're happy you won that flight home. It was the next. They got coached really hard this week.
I bet they did.
They got coached really hard this week.
When we come back, Dabo Swinney, no more phone calls during his show. We'll tell you more about that next in Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.